So one of the things with Ronnie, you know, they went with me that I'm a dictator. They tried that for a couple of weeks. That didn't work. I'm a fascist. They tried that. That didn't work. Then they said I'm, you know, mentally incompetent. They tried that for a little while. That didn't work. Then they said like 19 different versions and they weren't working. And then I looked at Ronnie. I said, let me ask you, is this some kind of a test I can take, like a mental acuity test? He said, yeah, there is one.
Of course, Donald Trump has been whining in his criminal trial that he's being kept from doing campaign events. Well, Donald Trump, you were off on Wednesday. And how are you spending your Wednesday? Well, Donald Trump was at Mar-a-Lago for an event with people who bought his Trump superhero NFT cards. That's what you were doing on Wednesday. Meanwhile, President Biden was in Wisconsin announcing a major tech initiative that is creating thousands of high-paying jobs. We've got more leaked footage of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, this time from his NFT event that he was hosting on Wednesday evening. And at the event, Donald Trump is asked if he can accept campaign donations in cryptocurrency. And when he is told he can, he seems quite delighted. This is what Donald Trump is doing with his time. Play the clip.
Yeah, please.
Can we donate to your campaign using crypto?
Yes. If you can't, I'll make sure you can.
Well, I like that.
Can we donate to the Trump campaign using crypto? I believe the answer is yes. Is there somebody that can help me with that answer?
This gentleman.
Is the answer yes or no?
The answer is yes.
I love that hat. That's one of the
greatest
hats.
I like the dash in the middle, too.
You should have put taking that. It's an NFT, the hat. Oh, that would have been the greatest NFT ever. So we can do crypto.
We can do crypto.
Okay.
My company can help you with that.
I love that.
More of Donald Trump leaked footage from this ridiculous NFT event. Let me show you this, then I got to show you some President Biden footage to contrast to do. Play this clip.
About 8 months ago, we had one of these meetings. Who was it the last time we came to Mar-a-Lago? The best looking people I've ever seen.
Let's go.
They come in and I say,
oh, yeah,
I never wanted to leave. In fact, I was supposed to leave about an hour ago, and they didn't mind. You know, I have a fake trial going on with these
horrible fake news.
Horrible people. They drummed up some nonsense. It's a shame for America. It's a shame, but we've never had better poll numbers. Poll numbers are the highest we've ever had. We're beating crooked Joe Biden by a lot, both in the national polls and in the swing states. We're beating him. One I just saw today, we're leading by a lot in every single swing state. That's the way we have to keep it, because he's the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been a president as bad as this guy.
Right.
And we're going to make sure
Sleepy Joe
in office, and they can't cheat like they did last time. So we're going to make sure he doesn't get in.
Here's what President Joe Biden posted. Trump wants to give his billionaire friends more tax cuts. I'm fighting for the working people. And here's what President Biden posted. Some more leaked footage at the wealthy Mar-a-Lago fundraiser. Here's what Donald Trump says. He goes, I have all my rich people. Look at all my rich people around here. Play the clip.
Look, I have all my rich people. Look, see those people? That guy, see, they're shaking hands on a deal. Look, they just shook hands on a $10 billion deal. They're trying to figure out how do they get advertising like that.
Speaking of the rich people around here, this is Donald Trump working hard tonight. He was hosting people who bought, this was last night, hosting people who bought his Trump superhero NFT cards. Here are some people right here. Another happy couple at the Mar-a-Lago event, but zoom right in on that bag. That is it appears to be a $400,000 handbag. Donald Trump has people attending his NFT crypto event with $432,000 handbags. This is what it looks like. And this is the anatomy of that handbag. And it is a Hermes Himalayan crocodile Birkin bag. Am I even saying that right? Priced at $432,000. Thought to be the most expensive Birkin bag ever. So while Donald Trump is doing that at Mar-a-Lago, here's what President Biden was doing on Wednesday, talking about while Donald Trump promised to bring billions of dollars into Wisconsin and this Foxconn. Turns out it was just a con. Watch President Biden here in Wisconsin. It's a big moment. Play this clip.
A country's proud manufacturing legacy. Well, we had infrastructure day every week for 4 years, didn't build a damn thing. The administration promised a $10 billion investment by Foxconn to build a new manufacturing complex, create 13,000 new jobs. In fact, he came here with your Senator, Ron Johnson, literally holding a golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it. Look, they didn't shovel other dirt. They did shovel some dirt. 100 homes were bulldozed. They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, your state and local tax dollars, to promise a project that never happened. Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con. Go figure.
And then President Biden put out this ad, and I love these compare and contrast ads that the Biden campaign is putting out. They're showing how Donald Trump lied in 2016 about what he said he was going to do, but President Biden delivered. Play the clip.
If I'm elected, you won't lose one plant. You'll have plants coming into this country. You're going to have jobs again. You won't lose one plant. I promise you that.
The $10 billion Foxconn investment in an LCD plant in Racine County that never arrived. That land remains mostly empty.
We're determined to turn it around. Thus far, since we've come to office, we've created, and with the governor's overwhelming leadership, we've created over 178,000 jobs in Wisconsin. We're going to create more here in Racine and big time.
I'm a cat person, and I'm proud of it. They say happy cat, happy life. Something like that. Cats are a great companion, and my cats bring me so much joy. So the least I can do is feed them the best cat food money can buy. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Now, if you're a listener of this show, you know that my cat cannot live without Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why veterinarians.org rates Smalls 10 out of 10 for their ingredient quality. My cats prefer Smalls way more than their previous cat food. Now, I legitimately did a taste test, put two bowls side by side, and then they immediately went to Smalls. And here's an extra plus. My cat's breath is so much better, and their fur is much softer ever since I switched to Smalls. Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats across the U.S. After making the switch to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's a big deal. Now, the team at Smalls is so confident that your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll refund you if your cat won't eat their food. Now is time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/Midas and use promo code Midas at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer that you'll find, but you have to use my code Midas for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code Midas for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Going back to the whatever you want to call it, it's going on at Mar-a-Lago on Trump's day off from his criminal trial. Trump celebrated his brief moment on top of the Billboard charts by awarding himself a special plaque at Mar-a-Lago. We did a whole report how Donald Trump's song, you know what, you know the song that was at the top of the Billboard charts for like a day and then it sunk back down? You know what it is? The version, the MAGA version of the national anthem, the J6th anthem that Donald Trump created this song with the most violent of the most violent insurrectionists who Donald Trump calls hostages. And Donald Trump and all of his MAGA pushed this to the top of the charts. And at the beginning of all of Donald Trump's events, including the event he held over the weekend, the RNC retreat at Mar-a-Lago, and then all of his traveling fascist circus events that he calls rallies, it starts with the playing of a new version of the national anthem that MAGA plays. They've destroyed our anthem. And by the way, they destroyed our flag and made Trump flags. And they destroyed our anthem and they created the J6th anthem. And he's there awarding himself Billboard plaques for an anthem for January 6th insurrection. How despicable can you get? But look, here's what's going on at Fox while Donald Trump's doing that. They recognize that Trump's got a Nikki Haley problem. Play the clip.
Well, former President Trump capturing Indiana's Republican nomination Tuesday. Voters in the Hoosier state going to the polls to cast their ballots in the state's presidential and some state primaries. Trump secured 58 GOP delegates. Nikki Haley won nearly 22% of the vote, despite dropping out in March.
Meanwhile, on CNN, finally, they're recognizing a new poll that shows President Biden taking a pretty big lead in Wisconsin in this Quinnipiac poll. Play this clip.
Today, President Biden is stumping in Wisconsin, and a new poll was just released showing him there with a slim lead over Donald Trump. The Quinnipiac University survey of registered voters has Biden leading Trump 50-44 in a head-to-head matchup, not counting third-party candidates. Of course, Wisconsin helped deliver the White House to Biden in 2020.
And while that's going on, you have Kellyanne Conway saying this. Play the clip.
You combine the Get Out the Vote program by all the government agencies on the college campuses with the student loan forgiveness. You got a president not paying $130,000 to a porn person. I don't say star because that's an opinion and I don't share it. I have no basis to form it. But you combine that. And you know what, Jesse? Here's what's scary about it.
And compare that to what President Biden said on his interview he did on CNN when he's asked the following. Why should people believe you, President Biden, that you will succeed at creating jobs where Donald Trump failed? Play the clip.
So Trump attended a groundbreaking here where we are for Foxconn. He promised 13,000 jobs, and only about 1,000 of those actually exist right now. So I know you're promising more than 2,000 union construction jobs and that 100,000 people are going to get trained in AI here. Why should people here believe that you will succeed at creating jobs where Trump failed?
He's never succeeded in creating jobs, and I've never failed. I've created over 15 million jobs since I've been president. 15 million in three and three quarters years. And secondly, Microsoft is a serious player, and they're very much engaged in making sure that they pick this area as sort of the home base for their AI initiative in the nation.
By the way, President Biden's answer there is so good. It's because Donald Trump has a track record. Donald Trump was in office. And what does he do? He complains, he blames things. He had the opportunity to do all of those things, and he did not do it. By the way, the economy was taking a nosedive even before COVID. But why in the world, too, does he get a pass for the way he handled COVID, where he said, like a miracle, it's all going to go away and inject bleach in your veins and that it's not going to come here and all of the ridiculous lies that he told? Why do you get a pass? You shouldn't get a pass for that. That was part of your term, and you utterly failed. You utterly failed to meet the moment and cause so many deaths as a result of your conduct. But we have the difference. We have Donald Trump, a loser, like he's been a loser his whole life. Go back. He bankrupted everything. He's not a builder. He's a destroyer his whole life. Bankruptcy, 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 bankruptcy. Failure, 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 over and over again. And that's what he did in the office. And President Biden's been in office and has done things. So just share these videos. Just get the message out so people just know, here's the raw data. Here's what's up. Donald Trump had doing an NFT event, heck, you with people with $420,000 bags. Must be nice. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.